Unit 9. Want to play? Nine A. Exercise 2. Page 72.
Facing our fears. Take a look at the photo. A woman is climbing up a cliff, the ground hundreds of meters below. You'd expect her to feel terrified, but Jill doesn't. She finds such experiences absolutely thrilling.
I love being in scary situations,
she says. Jill is an extreme sports person, someone who takes sport to the limit. But who are these people who never turn down a chance to taste fear? There are more people like Jill than you might think. When they aren't at work, they spend their free time taking part in extreme sports, from surfing and water skiing to snowboarding and climbing. All of them want to experience something their everyday life can't offer and forget their problems. As Jill says,
you can't be worried about taking an important customer's call or sales results when you're hanging off a cliff.
Some of them even think everyone should be doing extreme sports. Bob is a snowboarding instructor. He teaches people to whiz down mountains at speeds of up to 70 kilometers per hour.
I don't believe that people take enough chances these days,
he says.
But once they do, they're always happier. There's a love of danger inside each one of us. It's just hidden away somewhere.
Extreme sports, in Bob's opinion, offer us something that is missing in modern life. Life today is fairly safe. We are not usually scared that a bear will attack us as we walk down the street. But fear is our body's way of dealing with danger, which makes the heart beat faster and fills us with energy. For fans of extreme sports, their activity lets them experience that again, but under safer conditions. There is an element of risk in all extreme sports.
If you don't do things right, you're asking for trouble,
says Bob. But training and proper equipment help to make these sports safer. The difference between extreme sports and normal sports is that although there are organized competitions for extreme sports fans are usually more interested in testing their abilities than in winning prizes. In fact, most of them would agree with mountaineer Sir Edmund Hillary's reply when asked why he wanted to climb Everest. Because it's there.